If he'd said that to me back 20-odd years ago, would it have made a significant difference? Maybe, maybe not. But if a whole lot of people had said it, well, then maybe the trajectory of my life is accelerated back then instead of going through the next 20 years. Well, actually, it's probably 30 years since I'd last seen him. So that next 10 years of 15 years of really not going too many places at all.
I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body.
High performance is not just about you. It's about leadership. It's about being that person that other people are going to be able to be inspired by, to role model. I reconnected with a mate I used to play cricket with maybe 20 something years ago. And he said to me something along the lines of, I was in awe of you because you had so much confidence. Now, the irony of that is that I was not a confident person back then. In fact, far from it. I had so many insecurities. So it's really interesting that that was his perception of me. But what's also interesting is that that was my perception of me, is that maybe I was more confident than I thought. And it reminded me something that I'd learned maybe 10 years ago now, which is if you have something positive to say about someone, if you have something you think someone needs to hear, then say it. That's leadership. That's high performance. Letting people know that they've done something well. Letting people know what you, the good things you see about people. Telling them. The important people in your life, the people you work with, that you play sport with, all of them. Spend too much time focusing on negatives, whether it's about ourselves or putting other people down or whatever it is, or being overly critical of our young sports people, of our children, always finding fault instead of looking for the good stuff. It's such an important part of growth, of getting the best out of yourself, of getting the best out of others. And that's telling people what they're doing well. Now, sure, there are times where we need to give feedback that maybe isn't as positive, but I bet you do that pretty well. One of the most common cultures in workplaces is if things are going well, you don't hear anything. You only hear from the leaders of the business if something goes wrong. And that is just not right. So we know this as employees or being part of a team. We know that that's something that's needed. We need to hear when we're doing well. But how often are you paying that forward? How often are you being that leader that's complimentary? And you might be able to think of some examples off the top of your head. You might be even thinking, oh, I do that all the time. But I challenge you to think deeper and look at how often in your personal relationships, in your work relationships, in your sporting relationships, where you are, your first instinct is to go after what's not good. Or even admiring people's success and sitting there thinking, oh, it might feel a bit creepy or awkward or cringy if I tell them what I think, if I tell them how good I think they're going. It's not. Now, some people might be uncomfortable with it, particularly people on the periphery who are watching and listening, and they might call it cringy, but that's more because they're uncomfortable with it, not because it actually is. So do not miss that opportunity to give praise. Do not miss that opportunity to tell people what you see in them that is so good. It could just be the thing that changes their whole life. Now, if he'd said that to me back 20-odd years ago, would it have made a significant difference? Maybe, maybe not. But if a whole lot of people had said it, well, then maybe the trajectory of my life is accelerated back then instead of going through the next 20 years. Well, actually, it's probably 30 years since I'd last seen him. So that next 10 years of 15 years of really not going too many places at all. What about other things? You know, people tell me about my football, like you could have played at national league level and all these sorts of things. I'm like, well, would have been good to hear that back then, because I didn't believe that was true. Like I played park football, like I played decent level park football, but like another one of those examples that like would have been good to know. But at the same time, I didn't have the confidence to tell other people. Well, it was complimentary, I was encouraging, but I would have found that too uncomfortable to say what I really thought about people, to tell them what I thought and how good they were and how amazing they were and those sorts of things. I think there's probably an element of like feeling like we're going to lose some stature if we build other people up too much. It's definitely an uncomfortable element about it for Australian men and telling them other people how they feel and how much they care about them and how you know, how impressive they might be, all of those different things. We've got to get better at it. And it starts with you being better at it. It starts with you having the courage to say the things that need to be said instead of thinking, man, I wish I'd done this before. I wish I'd said that to that person. Well, then telling them 20, 30 years down the track when maybe the moment's passed. This is leadership. This is high performance. And you won't lose stature. You'll gain more stature. You'll gain more respect. And that energy that you're putting out, Jim Rohn quote, it's like when you, what you reap, you don't just sow. You sow a whirlwind of what you, other way around. What you sow, you don't just reap. You reap a whirlwind of what you sow. So in other words, you reap an, man, words escaping me, exponential result from what you sow. So the more you can give, the more compliments you can give, the more validation, the more you can lift other people up, the more of that will come back to you. And not just in equal measures, in ever-growing measures. So take that stand today, make that choice today. Go out of your way to let people know what they're doing well. Have self-awareness when you are, your natural instinct is to be critical or dismissive or cutting people down or even doing that to yourself. Choose the leadership option. Choose the better option for them and ultimately the better option for you.
You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.